Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
to the Pepsi Super Bowl 56 halftime show.
Rudolph is going to come.
Ain't nothing changed, don't damn G. I see it clipping in the cut, it man, roll up trees. If you watch how I move, people take you for a player pick. I've been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in that lady saying, Tiffy, you hot. Lately, I want to love to let it go. But I live in New York, the show, they tell you I'm low. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm full of focus. My money on my mind, got a meal on the deal, and I'm still on the block. That's how I sit, I'm still on my desk, I'm still in my mind. Girls are winning, they buy it, they're ready to go. Okay, club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm alive, it's neck tight, and I'm making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club.
Getting weak, just might flow. We gon' be alright. 35 summons in the making, stop faking, you forget about Dre. 35 summons in the making, I'm talking in WA. 35 summons in the making, stop faking, you forget about Dre. 35 summons in the making, I'm talking in WA. Alright.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the mix. Just a bunch of gibberish.
One shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it, just let it slip.
Wait, please, we arms that heavy, there's vomit on the sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he was calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking out. Everybody's joking now. The crowd's run out. Clouds up, overplow. Now back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choked, he's so mad, but he won't. He won't stand as he knows. He won't have it, he knows. It's old back that he's broke. It don't matter, he knows. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so sad that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home.
Are you done mixing yet? Happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
we're jamming with the exclusive hot new mix.
Yeah. shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why,
it up
why,
when you can,
it up.
When you can,
bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development. DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn up.
Lamborghini Mercy.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio is Friday, yay. Clap that up. Clap that everywhere. You can have love. Homegirl Julia up in the building. What it does. And by the way, happy April Tuesday. Ha ha.
Already.
Yeah, you know what every time or something. April Fool's Day.
What's up, Julie?
What is an April Fool's Day? Hey, who is that?
It's me. Well, Ev Love is saying hey.
Hey.
And I'm saying happy truth. I'm saying happy April Fool's Day. Instead of Fool's Day, we say we substituted with truths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. April Fool's Day.
Y'all, hey, you got to get it right, baby. You know what I'm saying? April Fool's Day. You heard me? What it up.
Hey, well, we was at a show on Tuesday. We called it Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anything that got four or two, we are waiting for truth.
Wait a minute. Gee, how long have you been on the show?
Say that again.
How long have you been on the show?
I don't know. Forever.
Okay, let's take this out of the manager. They have never given you the trusionary.
Oh, yeah, we got to give you the trusionary.
Okay.
Anything with two?
Oh, my God.
Any like Tuesday? That's Tuesday.
Okay.
April. Tuesday instead of Tuesday is Tuesday.
Okay.
So anything with a two or anything that sounds like true, we just substitute it. So now you got the dictionary.
That.
She gonna feel like, what the fuck are you talking about?
These dumbass motherfuckers.
Nah, but what's going on, man? You know it's crazy because I ain't pranking nobody today. I usually prank everybody. I ain't prank nobody there. I would think I was just up to it. You know, I do shit like, you know, I put toilet paper rolls on top of the bathroom door so when my wife and my sister-in-law, if they walk in there and fall on their head. But I think they got hip to that shit. I remember one year, our rooms was like side by side. So I was outside the room, and I tied both of the doorknobs together so they couldn't get out. I used to have pranks like a mug. But I ain't got no pranks this year for them. I think I'll probably get them before the end of the night, though.
Go get one of them fake snakes at the dollar store and put it in the toilet.
No, that's not gonna be good.
Yeah.
They scared of snakes, so I'll probably get hit for that one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna think of something before the end of the night because I know they sitting around waiting for me to do something crazy. You know, I wish I had something I could put in the refrigerator. They open the refrigerator and they jump out on their ass. I'm going to think of something before the end of the night, though. But in any case, man, let's see, what was I getting ready to say? There's some more wild-ass shit going on around this motherfucker. These people, they did a smash-and-grab robbery down there on Melrose. You know, Melrose is up there where the rich people were, you know. Niggas, I don't know why people be putting their jewelry in the window any motherfucking way. That just don't make no sense to me. But they wake up and they put all this expensive jewelry in the window. So these niggas came by with sledgehammers and bust the window and took over $1 million worth of motherfucking diamonds.
Yeah.
I'm like, these motherfuckers is crazy. But they doing that shit more and more and more, you know, especially up there with the rich folks. I guess these dumbass niggas actually realized robbing poor people wasn't going to get you nowhere but a whole lot more time.
Yeah.
You know, motherfucker
over 2 blocks of bridge and shit.
Motherfucker go rob a nigga and he only got like $20 in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? Really, you go get the same amount of time, really, if you look at it. So they did that shit, and then the other motherfuckers, they ran up in the Louis Vuitton store. I'm like, well, goddamn. What'd you say, Julia?
I said, what you got in Louis Vuitton store in the hood for anyway?
Oh, it's not in the hood.
Oh.
No, they went up there to Beverly Hills where the rich folks is at. So they starting to, at least they starting to get half-ass smart. You know, most of them motherfuckers up there got money. If you gonna rob somebody, rob them. Don't rob us. We ain't got no money.
No, ain't no hood people don't want up there to do that.
Ain't no hood people up Beverly Hills. It is, but they, you know what I'm saying. But, so now they starting to go out where the rich folks live and rob their ass. They been following motherfuckers home. They get out the car. Them niggas jump out and draw down on them and shit like that. They did that shit too. So that shit been going on for a few days. Like, damn, that's... Hey. But, you know, the twist is all them niggas is getting caught too. Them motherfuckers got more cameras than niggas in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking ring cameras and surveillance cameras. So a lot of motherfuckers just getting caught. So it's like, all right. But, yeah, there's been a whole lot of that shit going on. So I'm like, wow. You know, I wish I'd been thinking about that shit when I was out there doing stupid shit. I should have went and started robbing rich folk. Nah, but I ain't getting ready to take nothing from nobody. You know what I mean? I ain't getting ready to go and take nothing that ain't mine from somebody who work hard for what they got. These other dumb motherfuckers, a couple of days ago, I guess this cat knew that he was going to get robbed for home invaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they ran up in the house, gaffled him up, and asked him where his watches was at. So these motherfuckers knew that he sold expensive watches. So he said, they right there in that briefcase. They opened up the briefcase, saw the watches, and they rolled the fuck out. Grabbed the watches and rolled out. But check this out. Why was the goddamn briefcase full of fake watches?
Damn.
That's what they get.
So they robbed the nigga, and he had a briefcase with a gang of fake watches in it. He said, where the watches? Opened up the briefcase, seen the watches. And then they rolled out. And
they
were all fake.
They weren't going to have their real stuff at home anyway.
Well, I mean, some of them do. He was just the smartest motherfucker out of everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, these motherfuckers is following you around. You know, they know what you do. They follow you. They find out where you live. And all that shit. So the motherfuckers figured that they was gonna come up. That motherfucker had the real watches somewhere else. And he had just had a briefcase full of fake watches. He said, oh, they right there. Opened up the briefcase, saw the watches, and rolled out with a gang of fake ass watches. But see, that's what I say, like I always said, When I finally get my True West chain made, when I get the money, of course, I'm gonna have a real one that I don't wear unless I'm like getting on stage in a big old venue or something where I know it's a whole lot of security. But then I'm gonna get a whole lot of duplicates made that's fake. So just say for instance, if I wanna go out to eat or something, a nigga want to rob me, they can rob me. I'll give it to them. Because it's not the real one. The real one at home in the safe. You know what I'm saying? So, I always said I was going to do that. As soon as I get rich, I'm going to have a real True West chain. And I'm going to have a gang of fake ones. Hell, I might even start a riot. I'll be on stage with the fake one and throw that motherfucker in the crowd.
That's sad.
Did that nigga say that's sad?
Throw a fake one out in the crowd.
Be like, who wants this True West chain? And just hum that motherfucker in the crowd. Start a whole fight. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Mr. Everywhere, I see you back there. You ain't said nothing. That nigga back there in a super cut.
Who was that stay in Florida? Was he okay when that storm hit?
Yeah, that's everywhere in and 86 live in Florida.
Oh, okay, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of my boys, J Dub, he live in Florida,
yeah,
but he came over here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he all right. I know it hit some parts of Arkansas, so Scotty's all right. Man, I ain't even get ready to go back into that tornado shit, because that shit is not fly. When your motherfucker, when you ain't got no roof, nigga, that's all bad. But it's, man, I guess it's just what it is. But damn, you know, I think that since all of this global warming and earth shifting and all of that old shit like that, that's why he's doing that shit. You know what I mean? I don't know what made it happen like that.
It's God, man. God tuning everybody up. Just like your car. When you drive your car and you hear it knocking, it needs a tune up. And God tuning everybody up. That's why he's letting everything go on right now.
Hey, you know what? Everywhere, I think, I was telling, I've been saying this for a long time, too. I think God is mad.
Oh, no, he's not mad. He don't get mad. He don't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to be mad for? He already knew what you were going to do before you did it. He already knew that. It's the devil's world. He already knew that. But it's just like they said, all you got to do is show me your enemy so you ain't got to pick your friend. God's going to reveal your enemy so you ain't got to pick your friend. So that's all he's doing. He just revealed
it. I reckon so.
You got men trying to make these laws, man-made laws, and y'all going against God's laws. So he's like, okay, y'all think y'all got power. Watch this. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Said, oh, China, you think you control the world? You think you the shit because you China and you got the biggest army? Okay, bam. All right, there it goes. COVID. What, Russia, you think you what? Boom. Who got next? COVID. Oh, America, y'all think y'all the greatest? Boom. COVID. There y'all go. Now what?
God didn't do that. My man did that.
I think
no, God, come on now.
I hear you.
Now you think all them people died because one man just did something? Just one man just got one little vial and set up there. And now the whole damn how many million people have died behind one little man in a scientific lab?
Hmm. How many pandemics done came out? You done had the AIDS pandemic. You done had the syphilis pandemic. Yeah, all these other pandemics that came out now.
And life, what's up, baby? Mm-hmm. I'll be back here in
Canada. And ain't nobody seen that many people die that fast except for this new one. And that's when man started sitting up there and they started going in and saying, well, we'll do what we want to do. We'll build and go to the, we'll build spaceships to the earth, to the heavens. And God ain't even inviting us, but we going to build our spaceship. So he said, okay, y'all trying to get the meat on spaceships. He said, that ain't the way. That ain't the way. So that's just how the ball bouncing right now. And we just got to deal with it till we get our tune up. Everybody get a tune up. Then boom, that's just how the world's going to be.
I'm too near you not to hear you because, you know, with, I mean, hell, you probably absolutely right. It's like everybody is doing all of this different shit. That's why I said he was mad. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said
look
God,
we got snow two times in Florida this year. Twice, snow.
Damn.
In Florida. Do the math. Now, come on now.
Oh, yeah.
You got all
I
these.
I hear you.
Tornadoes. It's mm-hmm. not even in tornado season. In states that don't even have tornadoes, you got tornadoes. Snowstorms in states that don't even get snow.
Right.
You see?
99,
so
what's up, baby girl?
What's going on? How you doing?
All right, how you feel?
Good.
That's good. Everybody on there, you know, Julio on this joint, DJ M Love, Mr. Airwell.
Hey.
Shirley.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey, Nina.
Always good to have a queen in the presence.
Oh, yeah,
always good when the queens gather up. Always good. Love it. Salute to all the queens. Salute to all the queens on the show. Yeah.
And wait till we get this goddamn song finished. This is gonna be bananas.
Yeah.
I man watch.
Oh y'all got my song ready? Y'all wanna hear my song? I'm ready to record right now. Put the car right now.
I'm ready to call.
Man, get out of here. What the hell are you talking about? Boy, I know a nigga.
Hell Love going to be the choreographer. Y'all going to have Hell Love the choreographer now.
Hey, look, Prince, wait a minute. He go out to do the shit in the heels, though.
Oh, he's going to do the Crockett Shuffle. That's what he's going to do.
You got me for fur, my nigga. I wouldn't give a fuck.
He got to teach him the dance move, but he got to do him in high heels.
I would give him a triple crab, a crutch.
That nigga break his ankle before he can stand up.
I wouldn't give a fuck. You're not giving him no high heels. You ain't with me no skirts. You ain't with me no thongs.
Oh, that shit would be hilarious, nigga. That'd be hilarious. A thong, a skirt, and some high heels, boy. You'd be the prettiest woman around, eh?
You ain't gonna catch me in a wife beating a thong. Hell
no. That's a no-no.
Not on that one of my photos.
No.
They had to put that nigga, we'll put that shit on that nigga, on that nigga cover photo, that nigga Facebook photo. Oh, we got you, man. We gonna hook you up, bro.
Yeah, I never had no watermelon sitting across my chest talking about these titties. Nope.
Oh, y'all were
never say, secret. I ain't say cantaloupe, I say watermelon.
That nigga say watermelon. Like, nigga, just cut watermelon in half. Stuff it in a bra, nigga.
Nigga, Brits just digging the motherfucker.
Nigga, looking like Dolly Parton around this motherfucker.
Where's your family? Where do them kids come from? I hope you say your daddy, nigga. Please say your daddy. Fine.
That motherfucker be looking like this nigga got green titties.
Now, like watermelon. Sitting in church and you holding somebody's baby and that motherfucker grab your titty. Motherfucker, say none of my baby no goddamn way. Why you just a child, man? Hell, just because I can make me quiet, it don't mean any motherfucker got to be fighting on my motherfucking titty. Sorry, pal.
Man.
This is your birthday, this motherfucker.
If y'all don't cut that shit out. Nah, man, I'm just fucking with you, man.
You don't fuck up. Y'all can get these $2. Don't get these $2 for these extra $2 for the pay up.
Nigga, the stripping pole, nigga. If you just went to the stripping pole, you a win.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
get my money back.
Hey, remember when we used to say we go to the strip club? And throw quarters at the girls and shit?
Look, I'm going to tell you, I do the strip club. I ain't going all the way up to the top of that motherfucker. You ain't got to be worried about that.
Nigga be hitting girls in the head with quarters and shit.
Yeah, you go into that Grand Royal bag full of pennies. Talking about where the coin star machine at.
you going there with the dollars and Asper chains. So don't you know the motherfuckers? They got the little silver things that they used to have on their belt. I need change for a dollar.
While y'all throwing that motherfucking money, I'm gonna be getting my groove on the day you stand in the rain.
Nigga, that's a whole. That may break a whole different version of you can make it rain. But you got quarters hitting your ass in the head.
Oh, motherfucker, throwing coins like a motherfucker.
Play
till you
stand
away,
motherfucker. Stay right. I'm gonna go in there with a Crown Royal bag filled up with pennies, and I'm gonna tell her to dance here. She can tell me how many pennies are on her head. She get $100. She'll be there all night.
Hey, you know where they be? Where they be like at? What's that motherfucker in Atlanta? Like Black Magic?
Yeah.
They be up there and they be making it rain from the top. Just think if you was dropping pennies a quarter, you'd be like, kill the gang of them motherfuckers. Bow! That's crazy.
I'd be a bad bitch doing it. I'd fuck around and stack the motherfucking quarters in dollar fixes. You know what I'm saying? To make
Wait.
Sure all the fixes
is
up.
Hey, you know how long it'd take you to pick all that shit up off the floor? You'll probably slip and fall. Them motherfuckers be all over the floor. You be sliding like a motherfucker.
We'll be organized just like the crash.
Y'all crash.
We'll be
organized. We go jump into a couple of songs, man. True West Radio Friday. If y'all online, give us a call 323-642-1597. And it's April Tuesday, so you know what I'm saying. You never
and
know what might happen.
Don't call in here for that bullshit because we can't get no outside jokes. Yay! It's tight.
Hey. And I'm gonna make a strip club where you can't throw goddamn coins. How about that? True West Radio, let's go.
You about to be
dinner tonight.
You're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. I know what you like.
Let them things poke out. Your hair blowing through the wind cause the top's down. About to do it in the pool like a fool now. Like a trampoline going up. And when she come down, face look, her back's up. She got that wet red snapper, you can't pass it up. Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight. About to hit the all night. This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna
you
do?
About to be dinner tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high, I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it, gotta get a bite.
Dinner tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. Get a bite.
It's like 6 in the morning, I'm trying to keep going. The way she doing tricks, got the crowd really going. See you had one of these little homie, you ain't knowing. Cause she rocked your boy like the waves in the ocean. Rolling it, backing it up. Call it a dump truck.
She got that wet red snapper, you can't pass it up. Cause once you hit that, you'll come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight. About to hit the all night. Girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Dinner tonight.
You're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it. Gotta get a bite.
Break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta I was really on the bus in my Reebok, and my pussy still better than a juice box. Ha, black girl, why I'm pissing off the white car? Country bitch, no, I hit the city just a shot. Pretty in some heels, blue jeans, top crop. It ain't no need for you to pray for me to flop. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acting. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he trying to break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back end. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acting. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he trying to break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back end. And you know, ain't much change. On the new height, bitches ain't got the range. When you see me, dress me as the goddess of the game. Don't compare me to no other, no, we are not the same. I'm the one to be, bitches three, like the letter C. I collect everywhere I go, like Monopoly. Play with my money, it ain't funny, it's gon' be catastrophe. Your majesty gon' cause a tragedy, don't put the blame on me. Black girl pissing off the white cop. Country bitch, hit the city just a shop. Pretty in some heels, blue jeans, top crop. Ain't no need for you to pray for me to fly. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acting. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he trying to break my back in. Wanna book me, gotta hit me with the back end. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acting. Why they mad? Break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back in.
The moment that is bound to shape the future. I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to get it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump, face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car brown. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge would rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white, not right. Fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation. Fuck a cowboy. I'm a native robbed of my nation. I'm an African. Black man fucked out my language. Got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane. And if you ask me why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger, acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge. I'm a nigga with an attitude. You can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic. Televise the revolution. Let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies. They said to come through. And I run with the niggas. They scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye. Take a tooth for tooth. Do unto others as them others would do all to you. And now they saying make America great. What America hates. Kept America straight. And America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We wanna touch that bag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free. Now they blaming me. And it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black. Fucking soldiers. Super quick to steal one's culture. Trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting. Patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But now it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken, thinking scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about their history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons. And all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our own. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house nigga, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. If black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
All right, I just had to play that shit. That's that was my shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to give my nigga Scarface some credit, man. Check this out.
Got into it with both neighbors and served with the divorce papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody about a homie and then come to alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shacked with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her, then you start thinking, damn, I might. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but daddy, he told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. And she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. She called me chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still wanted to blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high, it was her cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. Throw a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone, calling up the cops. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Knowing we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids in the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead in her. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red, talking about taking half my green. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but daddy, he told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. And she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come acting ignorant. Time to call her mom now, to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down, and mess around and slit her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face. Get out a man's face, don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn face, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the base and said, we're finished, different history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but daddy, he told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hey, thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Work that shit, yeah. So who gon' ride or die? alone on my own shit, stand my ground. Ordinary but giving orders, I just hand them out. Originated from the middle where the mountains dwell. With a hot box, like I said, a kangaroo on flames. Picture perfect like Roger Rabbit when he got framed. A Tech 9 on the nigga who be acting strange. Wake up first of the month, nigga, who got paid? Okay, she fresh and you not. I'm too hot. Initial shock like static from a dupe sock. I'm deuced in the boot, bruh. I dump my lyrics on you like a pot full of goulash. Booyah, this is Anger City, fuck the boondock. Still smoking and still flying and tatted up cause I feel like it. Still stacking and still mobbing. Ain't the best yet, but I feel like it. All the talk that you hate is talking, just circulates and I'm still smiling. I'll cork your throat with my cock while I'm still rhyming. I just got used to this. Music shit, I'm losing it. Get loose to this, crack loose to this. We boozing it, my crew the shit. You clueless kids, ain't seen ruthless yet. I'm so new to this. So we'll turn up the volume and piss off your neighbors, but even your neighbors gon' cruise to this. I am 719, I write stories of life. I read the Bible at night, I'm working hours of nines. I'm never sleeping at night. I am Africa, half Mexico, I'm built strong from both sides. I'll just smack you, homie, if you flexing, homie, I'll embarrass you until you die.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
King Scratch, icon, bow down to the true West Coast, dubs up, drink inside a red Disney cup. 9 to 5, I work it out, all gas, no breaks, no slowing down. 3 ounce, I got a pound, always turned up when I'm in your town. AKs and fofos in the trunk, just in case I ride or die. Everybody hit the fucking ground every time that I'm driving by. Do that shit, make that shit, keep it real, put that shit. Nothing but love to everybody that I'm fucking with. I've been there and done that, whole run when I'm at bat. If you got beef, we can chew the fat. It's cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side. Half baked, full fry, in the cut, making cheese, putting in 8, making more than 5 G's. Cash out, hustle till I pass out. Always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place. In your face, you fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase. You should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Associate with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9.
And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga. Yeah, yeah, ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, we back on this Friday. Yay! Give us a call, 323-642-5097. And we call this April Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? April Tuesday. Happy April Tuesday to everybody out there. I lost the goddamn sound effects for a minute, but give me 30 seconds. We got Mr. Airway. We got DJ Air Love. We got Julia. We got Agent 99.
Yeah,
yeah. We got JoJo. True West, what it does. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
I see where everybody is.
I thought you tried to
make
a sandwich. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I'm getting things together and shit, and my son turned 3 tomorrow with his badass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
3 years old. Woo.
That's the motherfucker picking up rings around you. Well, good for you.
Already like, and they can look like here about 5. And
that nigga that got a linebacker type.
Get your shit together. Hey, I swear to God, you ain't lying, because that's what everybody say. They be like, you better put him in football, Pop. That nigga like a linebacker.
Get
your shit together.
That nigga rolling around like, nigga, all you gotta do is buy that nigga football now.
Nah, you gotta do the order, motherfucker, for 20 minutes and forget to give him his ball. He gonna show you what them hands do.
You know, the sad part about it, I didn't think my son even gonna play football. He used to be, yeah, man, you better get outside and go get tough, man. They knock you down, you get up and get tough. But that summer going, the baddest summer going you ever seen run that ball now. That's it. He got this last year left, but I think they're going to win the state this year. Me and Scotty went to the state championship with him sophomore year. Now it's this last year coming up.
That was a couple years ago. I remember he went with y'all.
Yeah.
You
know, he's
going to
be like a five-star. You know, he's going to be five-star this year, so... Y'all be on the lookout for him. He gonna do his thing, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do it.
Oh. I need to meet him because, shit, that nigga need to let Uncle Scratch hold a couple of dollars.
Well, I told him, you know, I told him alone, he take care of his brothers and sister and mom. I ain't worried about me. I told him, buy him a ranch. I said, you know, because they now, you know, the college players get paid. They get an NIL deal, name and likeness deal. So they getting paid $200 to $1 million and stuff now, 200 racks to $1 million.
Hey, you ain't lying. You ain't lying, because my ex-son is getting that right now, full ride with Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they're doing now. They're paying them some of them. So they just like, shoot, they going to league, and then the boosters pay you under the table, too. So a lot of them cats getting Hellcats and all that stuff, man, right out of high school, man. They getting that plus $200-$300 racks in their pocket. I told him, you get that, you know, invest it. You know, buy you a little ranch and just hire somebody.
It only work if you getting some kind of good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well.
But they giving him, like, $4,200 a month, room and board, food and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
That's why he always received his blessings. We just got blackballed because their quarterback had broke his collarbone preseason, and he was a senior, and he just came back the day before the game before the state championship. So, and he couldn't throw the ball because his shoulder was hurting. So the coach took my son out for 4 minutes just to let him have 4 minutes of fame. And on the second snap, the damn quarterback broke his foot again, was out the rest of the season anyway. And everybody like, why did y'all take him out? And soon they put my son back in. Scotty tell you, he scored one touchdown, got the ball back in, and they knocked him back at the 2-yard line. If he would have died, he would have scored again and kept them all the way in the game. Because they was winning 21-10 going into halftime. And then they going to take him out trying to play this the comeback kid, and it backfired on him. The coach was mad in the newspaper talking about, we'll just come back next year and win. I was cussing and fussing. My man, everybody knew I was mad. The police kept telling me to calm down. I'm up there showing up. I'm like, why y'all take him out for 4 minutes? He didn't need no rest. He played offense, defense, kickoff return, punt return, everything. And y'all going to take him out. They ain't took him out the whole year. He done played start to finish. You're going to take him out for 4 minutes. The other team went to work on y'all. Scored a touchdown, did an onside kick, got that back, scored another touchdown in 4 minutes, and then came back and was up. 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Man, really?
Yeah, that's why, you know,
if you teach him right, just like I taught him, I'm going to try to teach my son to say, wait, as long as he listens, follow instructions, he'd be something to be reckoned with.
Yeah, well, I got him like that. I don't let him get in no trouble. His girlfriend, dad is the pastor, so I say you just hang with him, go hunting with him, and go on vacation with him, because you can't hang with the knucklehead. Knucklehead is going to cost you your whole college career. You won't even make it to college, and then you get to college the same way. You got to stay thin line, because that Arkansas basketball player, the police told him to go home when they were having a fight downtown. He going to sit up there trying to incite the fight. They're like, hey, man, just go on back to the dorms, man. You know, you the star player. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. He fights the police and goes to jail. When he gets out of jail, they kicked him off the team. Now, he was a star player. They would have had him. They probably would have won the championship. Mm-hmm. Now, he ain't even playing. He had a Division II college now playing.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's why, you know, like my nephew, he plays for Washington. He probably go on as a walk-on, because they didn't give that motherfucker no play, but he was busting when he was playing, you know what I'm saying? And so I think this is last year, that was his last year of the past year, so hopefully he go on and be able to get a walk-on on, you know, my NFL team. He played for the Washington Huskies. Kamari Pleasant, he was out there doing his damn thing, but, you know, they had changed coaches like twice. you know, and we was calling and cussing the coach the fuck out. Like, nigga, what, you gotta get this nigga in the game, bro. Motherfucker ain't trying to go to your college because he was going to go. I told him to go to UCLA. His daddy was telling him to go to Arizona State. But his cousin played at Arizona State, and, you know, his cousin, he'd be tripping sometimes. So they kind of made it to where, you know, they wanted to get him away from the L.A. type of scene. So they sent him up there to Washington, and, you know, he did real good at Washington, but it was just the fucking coaches. You know what I mean? That shit had me so irritated. Every time I sit up, every Saturday I'm sitting up there trying to watch him play. Then that motherfucker get in for one play or two plays, and then that's it. I'm like, what the fuck y'all doing? Y'all see that nigga rap sheet?
Yeah, I want to see how good the black people is. That's what it is.
Yeah, that shit was so burnt out. I was so mad. I couldn't take it. I was so mad. Every goddamn Saturday, I'm trying to see my nephew in there getting down. And they give him a couple of touches. He get a couple of touchdowns. Then they take him out the game and put these other motherfuckers in there. You know what I mean? I've been watching that shit for 4 years. Yeah, but, you know, so hopefully, you know, he didn't get drafted, so hopefully he could go on into a walk-off. You know what I'm saying, and get in the NFL. But yeah, that shit's crazy. It's a bunch of, it's politics like a motherfucker, especially when you in small towns and all that shit. Because, as far as my nephew Kamari, he played for Alawanda. Oh, and he was the star of the show. So everybody in a goddamn hole, everybody knew him. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't go nowhere. He was like a star and shit.
Well, that's what I like about him because, you know, the sheriffs, like I said, the sheriffs and the principal and the chief of police, he's the hometown celebrity. You got like four schools in that school district, and theirs is always the number one. He's the number one star player, so. He gets the pass. You know, I tell him, you know,
right.
If he did get in trouble, they'd be like, hey, man, you go home because we need you. But I told him, don't even get in that limelight. Be in the limelight that they like. When you go to the grocery store, they shaking your hand at the register. Walmart shaking your hand because everybody in the town knows you.
The good thing about him, he ain't going to get into no trouble. He don't fuck with nobody. He don't bother nobody. Only thing I need him to worry about is girl trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Same thing. Wait a minute. Hold on, cuz. Your son is 3. Are you thinking about that already?
Yeah.
You didn't hear nothing I said. Obviously, I told you my ex-wife.
Oh, you talking about that dude. I thought you talking about your 3-year-old. I'm like, nigga, you talking about your 3-year-old.
You better not get nobody pregnant. Hell, you extra managed in hell. That's how I was.
That nigga be a daddy at 5 type of shit?
That shit, you extra managed. He can be that way. I told you. Hey, since he cracked me up, he come home, I got 2 of them with me.
I'm trying to figure out how can my 3-year-old have a full scholarship back in Georgia? I'm trying to figure out.
I think it'd be like, nigga 3 years old, nigga playing football, got somebody pregnant, all that.
Big as his ass is, you think for the nigga.
Hey, look.
Yeah, bad mama jamma then.
That'd be a cold-ass movie, though. Oh, Lord. Y'all crazy as hell. Nah, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's like my son, he played basketball. That nigga was dope. Dude, that nigga got some goddamn trim. It was a wrap.
Hey, guys. These ladies don't know anything you're talking about, guys.
How you know they don't know?
They're not saying anything. No one said anything for the last 30 seconds. Nothing. From no one. Other than you two.
Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that is
maybe I was asleep and woke up in the same conversation. I don't know.
Who
the hell? Heard a female voice on the air.
Oh, my God.
Just that. Excuse me.
We don't know what Trim is. I don't know what to tell him about himself.
I think I have love.
I know he knows what Trim is.
Hell, I told you, man. I let him borrow one of my girlfriends back in the day, and he ain't brung it back yet. Like an overdue library book.
Hey,
have love off that catnip. He over there on some catnip right now, so you got to excuse it.
Oh, shoot.
He's snipping that catnip right now, trying to.
Hey, like, he's snipping some panties.
If we get the cat fucked up, what is he gonna do for me?
I've been practicing black monkism for the last 6 months.
Oh, he over there sniffing that Will Smith stuff, huh?
Well, I ain't like Will.
That makes you slap somebody.
That's a slap-a-rock, nigga. That's he on that slap-a-rock.
You know what? I still don't give Will no credit for slapping that nigga, because 15 minutes before he went up there and slapped the motherfucker, that same motherfucking nigga had him crying with tears in his eyes on national TV. Fuck
hey,
Will Smith.
Hey, look.
On that day, he must have been hella loaded.
Hey, look, check this out. Me and Scotty was talking, right?
Yeah.
Earlier about that shit. Because we've been talking about it all fucking week, but I haven't talked to it about with Scotty. Now, let's see. Now, if that would have been like D.L. Hughley, he'd have got his ass whooped.
You could tell he was in question himself, because he didn't just walk up and just slap the motherfuckers. He walked up and stopped and then slapped the motherfuckers. So that's what
now, you think
so
he would have did that to D.L. Hughley?
Do you think he would have just walked up and
he wouldn't have did it to none of the old Steve Harvey? He wouldn't have did that shit to Freddie the Entertainer?
That motherfucking whole front section would have tore up.
Look, let me tell you something.
Wouldn't have done that to Richard Pryor.
Oh, nigga, Richard Pryor
fucked him
up.
Chris Rock
was tore up Sunset Strip.
I'm going to tell y'all, he slapped him because Chris Rock been talking about his wife for a while. It ain't nothing new.
This is
2016. But wait a minute, though. She the one went on Oprah saying she don't love Will. She the one been on all the TV shows talking about, my love for Tupac. So you ain't respected your husband as being married to him.
Yeah, that's why they don't like her, because they don't like her because she's disrespecting him and all that. So people be saying, they talking about her real bad.
She get it pussy up.
You trying to honor her, but she don't even honor you. So where's the honor at?
Why you going to have an entanglement? No, Will Smith be doing a lot of stuff, too.
Regardless of what he was doing, it's the fact of the matter is, if he did it, I mean, hell, it wasn't his son or daughter's best friend. She did the son's best friend. How low can you go?
He fucked the hotel at the house. What up, bro?
What up, man?
Oh, man, what's going on, big bro?
Oh, man, did you hear about what's going on with Will Smith?
Oh, ain't TV now?
Yeah, them dudes on TV.
Oh,
who
shit.
On the show? Tell him going down. They just arrested. They just arrested Will Smith.
I knew they was gonna do that.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, look, look, look. Oh,
is that me crying?
Turn over there and scratch on MFSBC. Right,
I
look,
see
hurry
it.
Hurry up. All right, look.
I see it.
All right, look. All right, the lady reporter, she just reporting it all. And now she's walking outside with him. We get in the car. His legs is too long to fit in the back seat, so it's like he's wiggling around. He's crying
that.
Like a big old baby.
Oh, man, this nigga crying like a bitch.
Hey, Greg, what did she just say?
Wait a minute, hold on. Y'all don't see that? Y'all don't
what
even
she
see
just
that
say? She asked, did she just ask him, what else do we have? What did she just say?
She said, he said, April Fool.
Why?
I wasn't worried about that. They already went to his house earlier and said they ain't going to do nothing to him. They just went to his house and talked to him and tell him, hey, man, you got a bald head hoe. And they left. I mean, I'm just being honest. If she would have did it at the hotel, I could respect her, but she did it at his house in his bed. She did it at his house in his bed. That's the lowest low. Any woman that agrees that what she did was right, y'all let me know.
Up, bro.
Oh,
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Now, Sweet Pea.
They be talking about her.
Sweet Pea ain't even on
the
outfit.
That's 99.
If your man went out there and cheated, it's one thing. But if he did it in your bed, how would y'all feel?
Horrible.
How would y'all ladies feel if your man cheated in your bed?
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, my nigga. It's a difference between if she cheated in my bed, because there's a whole lot of other stuff that can be done. But if I walk in and see it, they gon' both die.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The house just passed the bill to legalize marijuana.
I'm just saying.
Only spot.
Nigga, if I come in the house and my wife is in the bed fucking another nigga,
hell no.
Don't die right there.
I'm a bullshit.
You know what they call that? A crime of passion.
Crime of passion. For real. We'll get out, Frank.
Huh?
We'll get out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, they won't even take a nigga to jail. They're just, okay. Call the coroner.
Come on.
Gargantua, what up, man? I bought that thing today, so it ought to be here tomorrow, Sunday.
I was just checking in, man.
You didn't play your role right. You did it too fast.
I think I'm angry out a little bit. I really thought you were going to talk about it.
No, we were just talking about it in general.
I was waiting on you to come, but you did it too fast.
You had to let them get a chance to go and see if they could find it.
Right.
I didn't have to worry about that. I already seen that earlier when they went to his house.
Nigga, but you didn't know what was happening right now, nigga.
Right. They already went to his house. They done went to his house and they arrested them then. They ain't coming back now.
But see, if I'd have played it right, I'd have let somebody, like y'all ask y'all, let y'all ask questions like you, Mr. Edward, say, so what you talking about? I just seen it earlier, Scotty. They went to it. I said, nah, man, they just did this right now. You need
see,
to turn on MFNBC.
Hey, look, we had this plan all day, and Scotty fucked it up.
You know, they kind of add up.
We were supposed to let y'all ask questions and everything. I forgot.
If Sweepy would have been on there, she'd have been like, hold up. She'd have been trying to look that shit up on the internet and shit. Because whatever we talk about, Sweepy looked that shit up.
I got them in Hope. I said, oh, man, I said, Nissan building an SUV plant in Hope, Arkansas. They're going to make everybody leave the chicken plant.
Oh, shit.
I said, I'm going to wait till about 11:50 and say April Fool's on Facebook.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know. It's a whole lot of shit. I ain't trying to do nothing this go. But me and Scotty, because Scotty got me with it earlier. So I told my wife, I was like, hey, they taking Will Smith to jail.
No, they
so he
fucked
me up with it. So I'm like, look, I can't wait to the show because we gonna fuck all them up.
They might skip that award. You know, he stepped down from the Academy. He stepped down from that.
Yeah, I did
being
that.
A member of that, but they might skip that award from him. They still trying to debate, and that'll be a big blow to him. Yeah. He'd be like, damn, the only award I done received and I done lost it.
He
got to control their temper. What he got to do?
He gonna slap her and say, look what you made me do.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's crazy.
But look, though, the whole twist is this. If he fuck around, because they was already saying he already got like 4 or 5 films already done. But they won't get no more Academy Awards for it.
But he just got through playing Serena's father, and he was acting crazy in that movie. So he still, they know he all like pumped up from that movie. I mean, they triggered it.
You know what? You know, that's a good ass analogy. You know why? Do you know it took Al Pacino damn near a year to stop being Scarface?
Exactly. Like, he really had to go into that character. So he's still in it, even though the movie's over.
That nigga was stuck in Scarface for a year.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Time out. He been messed up since his goddamn wife came out with that entanglement, and that ain't he ain't let go that before goddamn Venus and Serena ever swung a tennis racket.
He don't be tripping about that. He don't trip. They got an open relationship. He tripping about he coming off of that role when he was playing the father of Serena. He's real pumped up.
Entanglement, because Scotty said that earlier too. Entanglement.
Nah, she been entangled. Both of them be doing their thing. He be messing with men and she be doing her thing. He don't care about that.
Entangled is if your daughter was having sex with a dude, and then the dude come having sex with you. That's entanglement right there.
Well, the deal is his son introduced them, August Alcina, to his mama. So that's your son's fault to begin with.
She's been in a lot of your family didn't even respect you.
Your whole family didn't respect you. You have no respect in your household from your son to your wife.
She got a different value of marriage because she wasn't taught nothing right, you know. So she don't value the value of being a wife, you know. She figured it's an open relationship and all that weird shit she talking.
But see, look, though, I'm going to tell you. A motherfucker wife or a motherfucker husband could only get away with what they let them get away with.
Exactly. Her and Will got to understand that, like, he in the industry, he messing with men and women, and she messing with whoever.
Why be married? Why just not date? Why just not date?
No, they married. They married because
I'm going to tell you. If anybody party in my wife pussy, I don't want her no more.
For real, what's the point? Shit, you might as well be single if you out there.
I mean, if my bride go on TV and say, oh, my love for Tupac, and then she on the next week on another episode of another show, my love for Tupac, on the next episode, hey, bitch, we going to dig this nigga up, and y'all going to have to go on in there and fix whatever y'all ain't fixed. Now, dig him up, baby, because you just keep mentioning his name in your mouth.
He in the actor industry, and he ain't no saint. Everybody, they just don't know what he do because it's private, you know. But he ain't doing. He's messing with men.
That's the entertainment business, period. Music business, everything. Athletes too. It's the same. Same ball game.
If y'all haven't seen
it, she's just private, and she's letting everybody in on her shit. Cause she's not being private. You know.
I'm gonna tell you this.
She was private. It's just August Alsina came out because he was in love. So he came out with it. She wasn't gonna say nothing.
He wasn't gonna say nothing.
Let's not forget he's from Philly.
This is what I need to tell you. Go and watch. I said it before. Watch Tupac Breaks the Oath. Go to YouTube and type in Tupac Breaks the Oath, and you will see what's going on.
She tried to act like she never messed with Pac. Yes, she did.
He should stay at her house. That's where they got together at in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to come over there and stay the night. So, I mean, that's how it was with her. But, you know, when you marry and you go on TV and they ask you about a Tupac, say, I'm married. I like to keep that disclosed.
She's trying to protect Will's career.
Be like, we you know, we was close when we was younger. But, you know, that was about it. That's it. That's all you got to say.
That's it. She went on all detail about her and Tupac.
Fresh, remember when we went to Warner Brothers that day and we met Will Smith with Benny Medina and we was, remember his baby, the first kid mother was sitting in the car in the alley?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Fresh met him. We met him and the baby mom, she stayed in the car. We seen her, though, in the alley. They was parked right there and then we walked up to do that little song with Tone Loc and them and then we met Will Smith and Benny Medina.
Yeah.
Wasn't he his manager? Yeah, we met him. I straight shook his hand. Like, me and Scratch walked up to him, and Benny Medina introduced me and Scratch to him right there, and he shook our hand and all that. But he didn't remain with that young lady. Remember the first kid mother? Him and her didn't remain together.
Yeah.
Because he low-key seemed abusive, you know. He probably be beating on Jada or whatever. But
you know how nonchalant I was, because my whole thing is even – I mean, I met so many celebrities, especially then. It really wasn't no thing. I was like, oh, what's up, homie? Shook his hand. That was it.
And you see, the first young lady, she didn't remain with him. She left him alone for a reason. Something.
The only motherfucker that really brought out a fan in me, a fan. Like, nigga, I'm a fan, nigga. Was when I met Roger when I was at Death Row. I said, look, bro, I don't be on nobody's balls. But I got a camera in the car, and I want to take a picture with you. Is that cool? He said, yeah. Damn near ran out that motherfucker. I was fast walking like a motherfucker. Let me get my camera before he changed his motherfucking mind. And then the fucked up thing, when I got the camera, the batteries was ran down. So now I had to buy some goddamn AA batteries. But I wound up taking a picture with him. I took a picture with, it was me and him, me and Pac, and me, him, and Pac. And I cannot find them pictures to save my fucking life. That's the only time I was starstruck, but when we saw Will Smith, we was like,
yeah. I know, we just said hi to him, shook his hand or whatever, and kept going.
But then he wasn't as big. He wasn't as big as he is now.
Oh, he was. He was still famous. He was on that little TV show or whatever, but he was still real popular.
He wasn't big as he was then, nigga. That was the 80s.
Yeah, that's when he was on the Fresh Prince. He was real famous for that.
Yeah, but it was.
Yeah, he's on it. Older, he's doing that. Getting tired of a lot of things. You know?
I seen him 2 times after that, because in a DJ contest, Jazzy Jeff was there at the DJ contest, and he was there at the DJ contest. I saw him there too. And he remembered who I was. He had to think of him like, yeah, remember, you know, we met Boo Boo Boo, my Varsity with me, and, oh, boy.
Remember Jada Pickett, didn't she go to Westchester?
Westchester High?
I think she went to Westchester. It's a school out there in L.A. called Westchester.
Yeah, Westchester High. High school. Westchester High. Scotty was talking about me and Scotty, we didn't talk about this. I'm lying. I was talking to about somebody else. I think maybe no, I was talking to Rob Knight. You know what I would do? The next award show that Will Smith go to, I would get have whoever say the joke or one of whoever want to say the joke crack on his wife again. Crack on his wife again. Are you going to come and slap me, motherfucker?
He just need to stay off the little light. Shouldn't have done that.
That nigga, he should just go, he go in his cave and just go and kick it. Because I swear, even like if it was the Grammy, it's like Sunday in Vegas. If I was somebody, I'd go up there and say, if Will Smith is in that motherfucker, I'd say, with your bald head wife, now come slap me.
Now, he mad about they teasing him because he be on that gay shit. You feel me?
Yeah, well.
There's some other shit going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't
well,
know
he
what
had, he, had, he, got, he wouldn't have got that award if he wouldn't have slapped. If he wouldn't have got humiliated, that's part
right.
of their little ritual. That's
right.
part of their thing. That's part of their get down here and do that. And he wouldn't have got that award.
It's on him. He need to get out of that. He got a lot of money, and he want to keep going with it, and they trying to retire him.
That money ain't his money. That money that he got ain't his money. That's their money.
Why you think he's so angry?
Because they won't give him his money. They don't do that. They make him give him his money.
You know what happens when you get – you know what happens when you get blackballed? Everybody shut down on your motherfucking ass. So your whole everything except for your people that's close to you, those only motherfuckers gonna fuck with you. So he still, no matter if he got five movies in the can, if they feel like they want to put him out, even though he probably already paid for the movie, but he ain't gonna get no money out the movie.
They teasing his sexuality. That's what they teasing, and he know it. He know they doing that, and that's making him angry. But he shouldn't be doing all that stuff.
I don't think it was about his sexuality, even if it is.
It is.
It's what it is.
Yes, it
but
is. They know he in the background messing with men, and everybody know that. Everybody that was there know he messing with men, and his wife's sitting up there looking like a man. So they was just kind of clowning, like, in him. You know, I know what they was doing, but he shouldn't, you know, my thing with him is he shouldn't be letting the industry humiliate him like that, you know? And then he's going along with him, and that's why he gets mad because he knows
it had to happen. He wouldn't have got that award if he wouldn't have took it. He had to do it. He had to do it. He wouldn't have got that award.
New
level, new devil.
And he's doing what they say.
To both of y'all motherfuckers, I'm going to tell you this. He got the best actor award because
he
was acting like he was hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd have drop kicked that nigga in. As soon as he slapped me and walked, if he could have slapped me, I'd have ran down that goddamn ramp and drop kicked his ass so motherfucking hard. He probably would have injured another celebrity in that motherfucker.
Hey, Scratch, you got the editing bay. Why don't you slow if you slow down the video of the slap? You see, it was never a slap. It was never a slap. Everybody keeps saying he slapped.
That nigga was like the way he did it. That
there
nigga,
was no nigga shuffle.
You know what?
I'm gonna tell you something.
Anybody from the hood know when a nigga getting ready to swing on him.
Chris knew it too because he leaned his head into it. He leaned
right.
his head over there. Look at his head leaning over. He knew what it was. Chris
was
in on it because they ain't talking about Chris. Now Chris, all of his shows he got coming up right now are sold out. All of
them. Yeah,
I know. That was better right there.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in and saying something. I told everybody, he didn't slap that man. He hit his shoulder. Come on now. His face wasn't red. And they definitely not showing it from no. And why they not showing it from no other angle?
Or why ain't nobody tackled him before he
down? If you slow it down and he had a camera trying to hide it, you can still see his hand and never slap it.
I'm just saying, where was the security at?
He
just slapped
him. He didn't have no blood on his chest.
There was no security.
Yeah, you're right, because no matter what, when some shit like that happened, security rush in automatically.
Running and they be tackling you and all kind of shit.
This nigga fell back down. There wasn't no security.
That's weird.
They had to do that. On Will Smith could not get that award unless he got humiliated. Or there's going to give me one of these kids in. Give us one of these kids. Which one? Willow or what's up? Which one?
Hey.
Nah, I do it. Chris part of it. Cool, I do it.
I'm gonna tell you the weirdest shit ever. And it's just something that I'm thinking. Will got like, I told you about 4 or 5 movies already done. What if one of them goddamn movies got Chris Rock in it?
What about if it really is a G.I. Joe too?
That was pre-rehearsed. I'm telling you, that looked so fake.
All of it. All of it. The word
is about G.I. publicity. It's about publicity. It was promoting her movie. That's what it was about.
G.I. Jane was a good movie with the white girl in it.
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
That part.
She looked just like her with her hair like that. She really looked like G.I. Jane. Like, it's not a diss. G.I. Jane is not, you know, I don't know why they took it like that, but it was that. It's not nothing to get mad about. Like, that's how she really looked. She looked identical to her with her hair like that.
Well, she's been having her hair like that for a lot of years. Often she keeps her hair like that.
I don't even know
everything,
what kind of purple joke was. They be wearing her like that. Her kids be doing their hair all crazy. Everybody been seeing her and her kids wear all kind of crazy hairstyles. Why on that night it was so hurtful? Come on now.
But she got alopecia.
And she got alopecia.
And nobody knew about it. Nobody knew that she had alopecia.
Their hair don't grow long. So that's why they wearing weeds. You know, it's just, that's what all them black women sitting in there ain't got no hair. It ain't just her. And they don't got alopecia. They just a black woman that got hair issues, you know. And
Well, they got some nappy-ass hair. That's their issue.
Yeah. I mean, when you a black woman, are you mixed? Your hair is going through a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you a white girl. You can have really straight long hair. You can clip your ends and it'll grow long. When you a black woman...
You know women when you can look at them and say, that's not your hair. It's only your hair because you bought it.
All of them bald-headed up under their wigs and weeds. Only one that really got long hair is Nicki Minaj. But the rest of them ladies, they are bald. They don't have long hair. That's why you always see them with weaves in their hair. Little Kim, all of them is bald-headed. And they, you know, their hair is real short or it's broke off or something. So that ain't nothing. I mean, they can't just make it like alopecia, my bad. Like, it's just part of, you know, being a black woman. It's like you have hair problems.
She chose to go there without a wig. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm choosing to wear their wigs and weaves. They don't want everybody to see them looking like that. But she don't really give a damn, you know? So she don't
care about hair. She's with her scalp out. And I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But at the same time.
But if all of them women in there would take
their
wigs
off. But then think about this, too.
They hair look worse than hers.
The bigger picture, then you see, if you look at the reaction of the lady that's sitting on the side of Will, if you want me to see when they show the lady, she wasn't
the black girl,
no ecstatic,
the African lady.
She was, when he came back, after he slapped him,
and
when he came and sat down, they showed a black lady over the left side of his shoulder, and she didn't seem surprised or nothing, like the shit was rehearsed.
She had no reaction.
She was just like
that
black woman. She played in Queen.
Wakanda, your Wakanda, Panther.
You heard?
Yeah.
You
know what? If you look at her reaction of her face, she did not smirk. She didn't change her shit. She just sat there like it never happened.
She didn't frown. She didn't do shit.
And he was somewhere dancing at an after party. He didn't get arrested. There wasn't no police around. I mean, come on now. That was fake.
They said
it was a police report released.
West Radio.
And Chris Rock didn't want to press charges.
We're going to see y'all Monday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a happy April Tuesday, and we out. True West after hours. What y'all
saying? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? It's the
after hour. I know. Nigga need the after party music playing. Nigga, I don't know. It is something suspect going on. Because you know what?
Look.
I love
look,
y'all.
Like I
but
said,
if, it y'all
if you sit
me,
there,
y'all might
play
go
the
to
video. And stop
saying.
It from, you know what I mean, stop it. But think about it. If it was real, think they would show it from all different angles?
Hell yeah. They'll be showing it from different angles. They would show security would have ran up and grabbed him and all that. They ain't going to just let him walk up there.
Yeah.
They would have grabbed him.
Look.
And then when you get slapped. You don't sit there and smile and still keep on talking the way he supposed to smack you. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Oh, wow.
If I smack you, you're not going to talk for a while.
Let's follow up a little bit about that and see what the Ice-T get going on.
Man, I'm going to tell you, everybody is built different. Everybody is built different. Them niggas is not built different. Or Chris Rock. Them motherfuckers, they act. They ain't had to be in the street that long. You know what I'm saying?
They got paid good money to fool the world.
But I bet Will won't come to the hood and fuck with Boogie.
Nigga.
I want to see.
I'm going to tell you something I love to see. Like I said, D.L. Hughley. If he had any show with her, he crack a joke on. I bet he ain't get ready to go slap DL if it's real or if it's not.
Man, that shit was fake.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that.
That's Hollywood for you.
That's that Hollywood bullshit.
If she come out with a G.I.
Now they gonna get Grammys next year.
He ain't getting no awards. By email. Retired or motherfucker? He resigned.
He's just trying to resign. If he did do that, he don't want to act no more. He's trying to get out of it. Something he doing?
I guarantee you, he'll be producing. He's gonna produce.
Yeah, he's probably about to retire from that shit. He tired of it or something. It's something like that. Trying to get out of
his little contract.
Nigga,
need to focus on getting his family together.
Yeah, he do. He be on that over there losing, you know, his wife up there spending all that time doing all that acting. He probably just don't want to do it no more. That's what I think. I think that he did it so he could just step down from it.
Well, you think about it.
And then you think about it. Why was they not sitting together?
Right, he way over there. And he way over there. They're not together. They're really not together. They just friends and all that weird shit.
Like, come on now. Like, you don't think this shit is just, it's just weird shit going on.
And then he gonna say, love make you do some crazy things. He ain't in love with her.
It's possible that he is. But the whole thing about it is the motherfucker is trying to get some stripes. All right, baby, we can't do this no more.
Like that,
didn't
slap nobody. I mean, they've been saying a bunch of shit about his kids and her. Why are you going to slap somebody now? He should have been slapped somebody.
Well,
that's the case.
That nigga.
They done talked to him.
He should have been getting that nigga August Alsina number and calling that nigga so they can meet up before he can slap him. After that nigga made a whole song about the tearing that ass up.
He should have slapped the shit out of him, if anybody.
That part.
I'm gonna tell you, some people, if you're gonna slap anybody, you know who the fuck to slap and who to knock the fuck out.
You know, August 15th.
I'm not a slapper. I'm coming with fists. Fuck all that.
But Will knew if he would have socked him, he probably would have knocked him the fuck out and really been in somebody's jail. So
he was trying
to do it a certain way, but it didn't even look like he slapped him. Everybody practically seen what I saw. He didn't slap who. It looked fake to me.
Oh, I'm going to look at that shit to find out.
It's the Hollywood bullshit. Watch when they had a Grammys. They're going to have some other Hollywood bullshit going on. They ain't got shit else to do but keep, you know, get bullshit going on. They just be having bullshit going on. Like, now they going to have Nicki Minaj, like, she going through something because she did a song, and now they making it seem like she's talking about Lil' Kim and all them. They trying to keep things going. And them artists be falling into that.
Well, You got to think about this, because even back in the days, it was motherfuckers that was friends that was talking about each other. They didn't go real deep into some real details or something like that, but they was doing that shit to get motherfucking people to listen to the battle, go back and forth.
To get them to listen to the battle. Yeah, that's what Nicki Minaj, if you listen to the song Pull Up, and she talking about, she laughing and calling her messy and then you're testy. She talking about that ass surgery. She has surgery too, but she talk about Remy Ma and them, how they don't look like nothing. You know, she don't feel like they're prettier. So she's talking about them, and it's getting everybody to be like, ooh. So that's making her get attention all of a sudden. You know, they do that shit for attention.
That's all be like low-key scripted. The motherfucker be like, yeah, so we can rather
that
follow.
That song she just did with Fabio is scripted. So that her and Fabio could look like they the shit because they battle rapping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they going to wait and see what the other lady's going to come back and say about her, because they said she do coke. Remember, she said she don't even drink Pepsi. So they all battle rapping, and that's how they get attention.
Yeah, there's a bunch of subliminals in there, too, so.
It is. She just battle rapping. I mean, Nicki Minaj is a battle rapper.
But in any case, you know, when it comes a whole lot of people fuck around and do that same old shit.
But that shit is whack. I mean, you should be able to get attention from a crowd of making a dope song. It shouldn't be that you got to go and put others down in order to get attention. But that's what they get by on, and that's what they get involved.
Check it out, 99. Only 1% of rappers actually make it. Because it's almost like COVID. The first nigga get the COVID, a couple of other niggas get it. That shit spreads out. So now, like I be telling motherfuckers, I could go outside in a blindfold and turn around 5 times in a circle and just throw a rock. And guess what I'm on here? A producer house, a rapper house, somebody trying to be in the entertainment. So now it's flooded. And people are gravitating toward what I call dumb music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Walk to the
That's
mall.
That's why you see a lot of the good rappers.
Buy me a ball. Trying to get my phone. Didn't get a call. Looked at my numbers. I don't know who it is. God damn these badass kids. Walk down the block a little bit more. Make a right turn up at the liquor store. They do that shit all day. That's what the motherfuckers is listening to, because it ain't 12 o'clock yet. 12 o'clock is that's when the West Coast shit come back.
They don't want to hear that real shit. They don't want to hear that real shit. They want to hear
summertime,
that.
Summertime, it's going to be 12 o'clock, and everybody going to want West Coast shit.
Like, they got these kids so negative because all they listen to is negativity, you know, and that's all they used to. They not used to listening to nothing positive, so it sounds foreign to them.
So they used to listen to all this negative shit about bitch this, that bitch is in me, blah, 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 bitch motherfucker. All they do is, that ain't rapping, you know what I'm saying? That's just shit talking, really.
And be like,
you know,
and getting turned up, all that old shit, nobody, see, that's
yeah, everybody turned up, going to all this shit on the IG, and who said this, and Nicki Minaj on her IG, getting her motherfucking IG followers up, talking, acting like she talking about somebody. She ain't talking about nobody. Anybody worried about her? But that's the way that she thinks to be negative is gonna, you know, make her famous. And really, her being negative is making her famous. I mean, damn, you know, back in our day, you have to just look a certain way. She could just go to get a surgery and get an ass and get all this fake shit done and start talking about the other girls that did it when she did it too, but she felt like they copying who? Everybody's just doing that. And ain't nobody about shit. I mean, they ain't in the gym working out, getting a real ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, they just, like, fuck it. I'm going to just cut the corner and go get some ass shots or go get this Brazilian ass lift. And that's what everybody doing. And that's what she rapping about. And that's what she doing. Like, that's fake. You feel me?
Well,
I respect a bitch that got a real ass, that just was born like that, built like that, and float like that. That's, I mean, respect that. I mean, they want to respect somebody with a little bitty waist that ain't cutting on them in surgery and making them look like that. You damn right you a Barbie doll, because that's what they look like, a fucking plastic-ass Barbie doll that they made at a store. And that's fake, and they shouldn't teach these young ladies to be fake like that. Them motherfuckers could go, not, most of them girls, get them surgeries and be somewhere dead. They all don't make it out of surgery. And they don't know what's going to happen to their ass once that shit, when I say get 60 and 70. Something going to happen. You don't know if you get cancer from that shit or something, your blood vessels, or you get a heart attack later. They just copying these motherfucking Nicki Minaj and these dumb motherfuckers.
Well, and it's gonna be a price that's the whole, you know, especially anybody who haven't really, well, I can't say everybody, but at least about 95% of motherfuckers, they actually copying what they hear.
Somebody.
You know
they copying?
I mean?
Yeah, they copying.
They copying, they copying what they hear.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what they know. That's what they like.
All bitches, yeah, bitches on is them long, you see them long-ass nails with all them colors, and they do all that shit with the nails. They on that. They on the long, the Brazilian hair. They on the getting the ass shots and all that, making that shit real cheap. The motherfuckers I heard be going to Mexico. They got a doctor out there that's doing all the Mexican girls and all that, and they do it for cheap. And all the Mexican girls walking around with ass nails. It's just, that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
now that
the whole
is the craziest
about
shit
it
I've ever seen.
It's wild, but that's
what they doing. But Lil Kim been doing that. Remember, Lil Kim was the first one that got her body done and her face. She did. Face
now look at Lil Kim
did,
now. Lil Kim looks like a five
sorry,
off American Tail. Just like
what
a straight rat. When you say hood rat, she's the definition of a hood rat. He looks like
Let
a real
following
rat.
Following all that shit. There you go. Let him keep following that.
No, because you play with God. You playing with God's creation then when you sit up there and do all that stuff. And God made you in his image.
There you go. Because really, they in vain. I mean, like, why can't you just be yourself, get out there, rap, do your hair, you know? And I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't praise that shit. I mean, they got fucking, they get in their face. They cutting their face and pulling it back.
Right.
She pulls her face back. That's a facelift. The fuck? And I don't praise none of that because, like I'm telling y'all, it's going at the end of the damn fucking tunnel, I'm going to see how them motherfuckers going to look. That's what I want to know.
Right, I hear.
Dark.
That's the bad thing.
The room.
Go. Come on.
Man, you know what I was just thinking? If those sons of bitches would ever get this shit together, everything would be all right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're looking at the way it is supposed to go. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I lost our
income. Hey, I was lost. I gotta go to the waterworks.
The waterworks.
Say it again.
Hey,
oh,
man.
God damn it. Shit. Wait, hold on one second.
Well, Confetti ain't been on here about two nights.
Confetti? I don't know what's up with Confetti, man. I think all these ladies are, you know what?
Anybody here from Buddha today?
Jojo, where Jojo go? Jojo, you in time out?
They are. Y'all heard about that crazy? She was trying to act like she was that little boy that fell off that ride, cuz.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I did.
My daughter just said she wanted to go by Magic Mountain. I said, no, we not doing no Magic Mountain. And I promise you, it was like the next day that little boy experienced that. I always tell her I don't want her to go to Magic Mountain. And
right.
Mm-mm. Because them rides, I don't think they safe. I know they not safe. I just told her. She's like, Mom, can you take me? I said, no. I was going, no, I'm not going up that way. Can you take me by Magic Mountain? I said, nope. I'm going to take you to Magic Mountain. All the kids going. I said, I don't want to go to Magic Mountain. I told her, nope, I'm good. And I didn't take her. And then right after that, she showed me that.
Mm-hmm.
That the little boy, the rides don't lock.
This lady went on.
Y'all don't have to stop the screens.
They just let anybody get on. They knew he was a little, you know, he was a little overweight. He shouldn't have gone on the ride because of his weight. And that's the reason why that happened. It was because he was the weight. And the ride was going so fast it bust the seatbelt. It probably was locked. If he had weight.
I told
him. I know his family in a shock for that.
That was a long ass trip to the waterworks. Oh my goodness.
So we you must forward this on my first time.
Woo shit. Like five waters and five beers, that shit crazy. Damn. All right. Let me see. Beer number six.
They got a lot of pigeons down here in Vegas. I ain't never seen so many pigeons.
Yeah, because you got wildlife there that kill they motherfucking ass and they don't come by your house. Motherfucker, big ass falcon or something will come out the sky and snatch their ass up.
You don't want to
go over there and falcon.
You want Las Vegas right now. Woo, Las Vegas going to be fun tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been down here for a week.
You don't see all them people?
Huh?
It's going to be a lot of people. They say, I think the baby performing at Club Drain. It's gonna be a lot of stuff going on in Vegas on the 3rd.
It's gonna be tomorrow and Sunday, I think.
No, I heard it.
T-Chain supposed to be out there also. T-Chain, I think he did a residency at for Dre's nightclub, and somebody else just did one also, some bigger name.
Summer Walker's going today. Yeah, Summer Walker's gonna be at one of these clubs.
Yeah, and then 50 Cent, he performed up there the other, like, a few days ago. But then everybody going to the one with Baby. That's going to be litty. I went up there.
I hope they have fun. I'm going to be in my room. They can have fun.
For real.
I'm going to be right here getting my rest.
Yeah. Hey, that shit's gonna be butts and nuts out there. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but
I like them pool parties, man, at MGM. Them pool parties be cool at MGM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that should be.
But the traffic.
Yeah.
You know, traffic already tow up out there, but now you got all these fucking tourists.
They should be flying
up
in tonight. They should be out there for the Grammys. It's going to be Sunday.
Man, them motherfuckers is out there right now. If I boy,
that shit show is
fucking cracking. Oh, my God.
They over at that MGM and at that Grand, that Wynn, probably.
Yeah.
That's where they at.
And the Venetian. They all at the Venetian.
Yeah.
When you jump off the freeway and you start going down the, if you go down the strip or the freeway, when you first come into Vegas, that's gonna be about 2 or 3 hours before you could even get close to downtown if that's where you going.
I just feel like when they had awards, it's gonna be some more bullshit, 'cause they trying to get attention. So they might come with some bullshit up there at that award show, I think.
No, they're going to have that shit on lock. They already know how that's going.
I was just about to say that.
Goddamn, they're going to be put you in handcuffs. They're going to say, hell, shit.
If
they hit the Jada Pinkett look.
You run up on one of them celebrities, they're going to tackle your ass.
Listen what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody try to pull that same shit, all them niggas going to jail.
Or they might do a skit like they playing. You know, they just silly. They ain't going to let that shit go.
Now, they probably going to have a fight with the
everything.
Baby near them at wherever the baby is at the party or whatever. He's probably going to be, what you call that, girl or brother
he
and his
fighting?
Little crew. Probably going to catch
he
up with his crew up there in Vegas. You watch. He's going to be
some
shit. He's going to be some smoke.
Rowdy motherfuckers out in Vegas right now.
You know,
going to be trying to smoke it out with Baby
like,
now.
It's just like anywhere. Whenever somebody if it's a big day, shit, Super Bowl, any motherfucking big event, older, you know the motherfucker lurkers is lurking, nigga.
Yep. They'll be showing up.
They know that everybody out there got some
got
kind of money.
They got undercover police out there, fans everywhere.
But see, the thing about the Grammy, see, niggas gonna the security motherfuckers gonna be on high alert because they don't want that
security.
They
don't want nothing happening to them. So motherfuckers
that
they
don't want nothing
outside,
to happen like that. So,
they
gonna be on high alert.
They like nobody better not go to my car. They gotta watch what they eat because they around a lot of bullshit. People are dangerous. You know, very dangerous. The last days and people are dangerous and. They got enemies, and they going to them events, and it's just, it don't be fun. It just be a bunch of bullshit, you know? It's not fun.
No, it's almost like it's crazy to me, you know, when you see all them school shootings,
mm-hmm.
they have a school shooting, and one day, then they increase the police force around something that happened yesterday.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing. If something happened at the Oscars, they getting ready to be like, this shit ain't getting ready to happen up in here.
Well, it's going to be some fun. You know, with Baby and what you call his brother, they had that fight at the bowling alley, so you know that's going to be part two. But it's going to be some heat. It's going to be some firepower, you know.
Yeah, they all fighting all the time. They're just arguing. Yep, it's a lot of bullshit going on, and if they come out,
I'll see you outside type of shit, though.
For real. They out in Vegas on some bullshit. That's I was like, everybody, be careful.
They ain't going to be able to do it. But first of all, unless you got a helicopter, you can't jump in your car and speed the fuck off because it's going to be ass to elbows in that motherfucker. So you can't go nowhere. But
yeah,
let your ass run off
there,
down the goddamn street.
Crowded, yeah. All that. They got to stay in their room.
They
like
can't
you said.
Do nothing.
No, and they could really watch him like that. See, in Vegas, they can really keep an eye on motherfuckers out there. It's kind of...
Nigga, that motherfucker got a camera on. Every block.
Yeah, they coming with all their jewelry. You know, they showing out at the Grammy. So they got to protect their diamonds, their jewelry, and this and all that. You know, it's a lot. They got high security. That's why they not going to let nobody go to none of that stuff. You got to have your credentials got to be up. And your credentials, or you ain't getting to none of that stuff.
But I'm just saying, they can't really do nothing. Nigga, that shit was everybody, a lot of people had went somewhere else when Tupac got shot.
Huh.
But he had already went back to his room and changed his clothes.
Them motherfuckers need to just stay home.
I said, I'm staying right in the room.
Now, your motherfucking ass at home and look at it from your TV. And say you
see what happened to Kodak Black Super Bowl weekend. That's way out there in L.A. And catch me going way to L.A. to get him.
Yeah, they out there. Like, they in Vegas right now, and it's a lot of people out there that got enemies. I wouldn't advise them going to that award show. Mm-mm. Be careful. They got to be careful. Tell me.
The award show ain't the problem. It's them after parties at the club.
Yeah.
Might not make it out.
People be getting lit. They not on no weed. They be on other stuff. They not smoking no weed.
They'll pay 10 bands and can bring their strap off in the club and be like, shit, man, I'm going to drop 10 bands to the dope man. And hell, he got 10 racks. Plus his little $50, he getting paid an hour. He's straight.
Yeah.
I told you I was in the Yuck Mouth and them goddamn Black Wall Street niggas walked up and I looked around. That nigga disappeared.
That shit is right. I don't know what's going on. That music industry shit is crazy right now. Oh, yeah. That shit crazy.
Well,
I'll be worried about Nicki Minaj. I see fighting with them girls, you know. Them girls, they'll take her. You got to be careful, man.
Look, I will tell you like this. The motherfucker beef is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because if one motherfucker, you know, a lot of women, not all women, but a lot of women judge another woman.
Hey, real jealous of that girl.
They could all be jealous of him because they doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I got a whole lot of motherfuckers that make beats, and they like low-key jealous of me. Because sometimes my shit slap more than them. But I don't even think about them being better than mine. They could be better than mine if they want to.
Yeah, but they letting that devil get in their mind to be a little too jealous, you know. And they paying people to do this and do that, you know. And that's not right. But they want to embarrass her. That's why she come telling me that she better watch her, you know, what she be doing and how she moving around. I'm telling you, because Cardi B and them ain't scary or none of that. They not. They rowdy, too.
But the thing about it is, when people got some kind of something that, you know, some kind of beef with you or something like that, I was just telling my nigga, sometimes it's just better to ignore them and show them what you doing. And let everybody else decide on what, you know, who's best or whatever.
But sometimes people beef be getting a little out of hand to where they be wanting to get you hurt. And that's the part that's not good.
I'm going to tell you what it is. And it's not good, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Response. You know what I mean by response? If you said something about me, if I respond, now we playing ping pong.
All right.
Back and forth. Two right niggas
is
wrong, and two wrong niggas is still wrong. So
you
ping pong
like
back and forth, so you
them,
just don't say nothing.
You know, when you're talking about people on a record or when you're talking about people in general, it just creates that person to get angry. You know, so
it's
some people don't say, yeah, people don't like that, and some people may take that to heart, you know, like, oh, she talking about me because I had surgery and she calling me ugly. But you know what I'm saying? Or some females just be like, brush it off, you know, and the females, I'm going to fuck her up, you know. And so that's how all this shit goes, being negative. Negative going to bring negative. When you being negative and you doing shit in a negative manner, it's going to bring back negativity to you.
Well, I understand.
And that's all it's going to be.
But
and watch
but
what I tell
about,
you. It ain't going to happen today, but later on they're going to be bothering her because she's getting into it with a lot of people.
The
she got
thing about
with
it
some
is,
gay dude. She talking, he talking mess.
The thing about it is when you actually focus on that type of thing, whatever the fuck anybody doing, I'm not tripping, man. They do what y'all do. We used to be, you know, people together and doing things together. I ain't losing no sleep over what somebody else is doing.
There you go. When
you're
doing that, you got low self-esteem. Because I don't, I like her, but I don't like that part about her. I don't like how she want to say bad things about other people. Like, she should just rap. You know, I don't feel like you got to get on a rap song and be talking about different people and all of that. I don't condone with that.
That don't make sense. The thing about it is, the whole thing about it is, if you attack, we could attack. Well, we could not say nothing.
Well, it's a thing called relevancy. And the way that people make themselves relevant when they're not relevant no more is find out whoever's the hottest thing going and diss them to make your name relevant again. And that's
right.
The sad
that's
part
good.
About it, but it always backfires in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it.
Your name should carry on without you doing that. You feel me? If you're so bad and you diss and that, then your name should be in life regardless of doing that.
They fuck around, they do it, and then it backfires. And then a whole lot of people, if they ain't known and you try to do it, they ain't going to respond to you anyway.
For what?
Because what they do, what they'll be doing is helping you out. Just say, for instance, people know who you are, but if you did a song about anybody, Cardi B, any of them, and they're not going to respond to you because if they respond to you, they're giving you some shine.
Right.
So,
I'm not going to diss the next sister because I want to make myself look better.
I know.
Like,
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying. That's
I'm saying
what,
I don't like how she doing that. I don't like that.
That's like Amaretta. She
that's
did,
like low self-esteem.
Not Atlanta. She got the song called Not Atlanta, and Jess Brittany just did Not Houston. Now they're trying to get to all the neighborhoods and the surrounding Houston metro and Atlanta metro area like, oh, you ain't born in Atlanta, the real Atlanta. You from this county and that county, trying to create, to make themselves relevant and then creating a hostile environment because now everybody claiming they county. I'm from this county and that county and such and such. Now what you do is you create an environment where people going to die behind your song because everybody's going to feel disrespected. Oh, this nigga said
that's
he from Bankhead and this nigga said he from Gwinnett and this one said he from Decatur and this one from Stone Mountain. But they all say Atlanta, that's what they recognize with the metro. And, you know, that's the whole deal. It's like somebody saying, you ain't from L.A., you from such and such.
Oh, shit. That's my spot, bro. That's my spot,
that's all I'm saying. Her
Damn.
Being negative, I'm telling you, it could backfire. She got it. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah, she ain't
going to
last long. She'll have that one little song shine, and then ain't nobody going to co-sign her on nothing, and ain't nobody going to want to be on no feature. They're like, well, I'm from a D-Cab, but
nobody.
You just said
like,
I ain't from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's
so
negative.
She should have been partnering in with everybody. Now she done created an environment. She done messed her own self up because you got many ableist rappers from Atlanta area that she just dissed.
There you go. He just went out
hey,
and
stepping stone.
Who said this? Ooh, it's like, yeah, but they wasn't bothering her.
I got three words for you. Three words for you. I don't care. I don't care about them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
If them motherfuckers was walking up and handing me a goddamn check or some dollars, I might feel a little better.
I'll care about them.
They can do whatever the fuck they want to, but we going to do something the right way.
I'm just telling you, I just felt like people could do things better. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. They don't. Everybody, I don't feel like you got to do something negative to shine. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, and look, now I feel you 1,000%. But the first thing about it is it ain't our fucking business. You know what I'm saying? It's our opinion, but it ain't our business. Let them do what the hell they do. They're going to do it anyway. If you going to jump on their Twitter and tell her I don't like what you're doing?
I'm just saying, when they come up dead or they tongue hanging out, everybody crying.
That's on them.
They wonder why. I'm just saying, they wonder why.
That's on everybody, shit. If I go out there and do something stupid and I get killed, I got killed because I did something stupid or it was a stupid person.
I'm just saying, in general, that's what that shit be leading to. All that negativity be leading to negative shit. That's all the point that I made. I don't give a shit about them because I'm not a negative person. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, when people doing all this negativity shit because they want everybody to thrive on it, to get attention, at the end of the day, it's going to fuck them up because, you know, that ain't the way all the time.
It's a thing that I always say. I got this bad disease. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't have this disease, but it's a disease that you really, really, really want. If you ain't got it, you want to know the name of the disease?
What is it?
It's called the buckets. I got a bad case of the buckets.
I knew you were doing that.
I got a bad case of the buckets.
You got to call it the truckets.
Oh, well, I'll say that in a nice way, but you know what I'm saying? It's a truckie, but it starts with an F, really. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because when people, if it ain't in your immediate group, you know what I'm saying? If it's somebody out there that you don't know really or somebody that you used to know, I don't give a fuck about what they do. I don't give a truck about what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm up there, I'm taking my time to worry about what the fuck they did or what they doing. That's taking away from my energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you my opinion. That's why when I started, I say this is my opinion. You know, there ain't no argument, ain't no dispute. I'm just saying my opinion is I had all these people in a group and all of them is gone, but I don't get into anything that I felt about them cats. I don't even bring them up. I just be more irritated that I got all these songs. You notice I ain't played no song, but if it was just me rapping or one of my other homies or something like that, I ain't played no True West songs beside my own in months. Because I'm not trying to, they good ass songs. They good ass songs. And I don't never bring that up. So it's something that I know that I have to do in order to erase that thought out of my head all the way together. I just don't really talk about it. So that's what it is, because I don't want to put my energy into what these niggas done, what the hell happened, how it went. I don't want to put my energy into that. I want to put my energy to watch this, motherfucker. That's my attitude about the whole situation. It's about anything and anybody. If they don't believe in what I'm doing, see, we all together. It's a whole lot of us that's not together right now with us. But I got people that, some of y'all motherfuckers, I ain't even looked in your damn face. And I feel like we are more family than motherfuckers that have been around me for a long ass time. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the thing about what I'm going through. I'm sitting up here trying to regroup for something that I had put together solid.
That's all you doing. That's what I do. I don't concentrate on it. I see it, and it don't mean nothing to me. But, you know, it's just what's going on. You got to be aware of what you around, your surroundings. You got kids, grandkids growing up. They listening to that type of stuff, and that's what's going on, you know. So it is important. If you got
we're gonna make a song for my people. You know,
it's important to me for the kids. I'm for the kids. So.
You see, people, I don't know. It's just, I guess after all of the years and the stuff I went through when I was younger, I learned so much other shit along the way. Of course, that's what you're supposed to do. But I learned so much shit about people, people's behavior, the way they... It's something that, I don't know, it was something that I had to do. Because you got to be able to read the people and not even worry about them. But you know, if this nigga come around, you got to be a certain way. If this girl come around, you got to be a certain kind of way. If they all together... See, now you got to have all that shit clicking in your head on how the motherfuckers are. And what the point I'm getting at is that's what I had to do because I had 25 different personalities sitting in my damn house. So I had to sit up here and I knew how everybody, I knew who felt like this, who felt like that, who felt like that, who felt like that. And if you really want to know, I'm out here in Cali right now, the only True West niggas is me and JoJo. Out here in Cali. You know what I'm saying? So, those are the things that I want to dwell on. Because I put a lot of time into these dumb fuckers. You know what I mean? But, on the other hand, that's the last time I'm going to really bring it up, because I ain't going to talk about it no more.
What, Rev Ali ain't True West?
Yeah, you True West, but you ain't even came and got your stamp yet, so.
What they got to do with anything, Scratch? You said that out here in Cali, you ain't even in Cali. You in Barstow. Well, you is California Barstow a little bit.
Oh, look at him. There you go. He done hit that charm again.
Don't trip, Rip.
I ain't got mine yet.
Start me out. I ain't even came.
Y'all true West like a motherfucker. But I'm talking about...
I'm finna hang up. I heard what you said, nigga.
Just wait a minute. This nigga, he didn't say nothing doing the show. Here come Aptow's and he come talking.
And
see, I was gonna send you that track. I ain't sending you shit.
I'm true with Sal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me and Sweepy them down here, we true with Sal. We on the end. Yeah. We on the end. I gotta see that shit.
Wait, that's what motherfucking Judah Free said. He said, nigga, this true West East, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
See, we on the East, you heard? What's up with my boy Don Fiddles, man? We heard up from Don Fiddles a minute.
Oh, no.
What up with the Don, man?
Hit him up and see where the fuck he at. I haven't talked to Don in a while.
In a minute, man.
Yeah, it's been a while because I remember, I think one of the times when I, Baby back then was on the way up here to the house and their car broke down. I had to go down there and pick their ass up.
Yeah.
So my little Lexus was like a fat wagon. It was like three fat motherfuckers in there. Me and Baby Mac. And I knew it was crazy because, see, my driveway, you got to go up and then go down the driveway. When my oil pan scraped, I said, yep, y'all some fat motherfuckers up from here. I'm just saying.
No,
I say, nigga, you know how many times I've been up and down this driveway?
Low rider.
And then I fly up the driveway and they go,
Yeah.
You gotta fuck my oil pan off.
I mean, you can like throw all your shit out, motherfucker, with a big ass nigga.
Shit. I could take like two big niggas, but I couldn't have five of them motherfuckers. Nigga, I think the niggas in the car
weigh
more than the goddamn car.
I see how you. I don't know why you talking about cars when you just ran me over with a bus.
Oh yeah, nigga, I love buses, nigga. Did I tell you I was gonna make a motherfucking shirt with just the bus marks going over it? I'm gonna give it to everybody.
I already got one. You don't gotta give me one. You already ran over me. You think I ain't got the marks on my chest? It's right here. Bus tire marks all on me, man.
But you know
I was a real.
You know the
I thought
thing
I was a true West nigga. You know, you got
hey,
me
hey,
being
you know,
a yellow
I'm
bus
tell,
man.
I'm gonna tell you the good thing about this whole situation. You're still living.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
get ran over by buses and they don't come back no more.
I heard what you said, Scratch. Get him, Miss Everywhere.
That was cool. I bet myself on the back.
Oh,
man.
You got me filling in for confetti.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to make the watch. Y'all going to be the first one to see him. I'm gonna get these motherfuckers. I'm gonna get some T-shirts. I'm just gonna put some tire tracks across the front of them, and I ain't gonna put no words or nothing.
Put some
words. T-shirt with some goddamn tire tracks you want across it.
Hey, he got ran over by the slow bus. That's what you ought to put on there. You know, a slow bus lets you get inside the screen door for a pull-off. So you got to really be slow if you get ran over by that.
You know what I'm saying? Ow.
Yeah, don't give him no ideas. Don't give him no ideas, Miss Everywhere. Let him find out on his own.
Why? I'll fuck around and make them T-shirts in the morning, nigga. I'll make them motherfuckers. I'll make one in the morning and take a picture and send it to y'all, nigga.
You got to pay Miss Everywhere $50, and you got to pay me $50 if you make
$150. Oh,
you going to put yourself in a deal, motherfucker.
What you mean? I'm the one that came up with the bus and the tire tracks. You
said that a long time ago. You got
about
that
cars.
Shit fucked up.
He couldn't get the oil tank.
About no yellow bus.
Oh, my God.
Tell him, Tango, you want
your 20%. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something that's going to help you out real good. Go to the store or go to the restaurant. And get you a steak and potatoes. And I guarantee your mind will come back.
No, I eat potatoes. I ain't eating no steak. Steak ain't going to do nothing for a nigga but make a nigga late.
Hey, you got to be crazy. Hey, you need that because you know what? The lack of protein is making you lose your mind.
Man, I get protein from beans. You can get protein from beans more than any meat on the planet. What are you talking about, Scratch? So you ran me over with the bus, man. I'm mad at you now.
Hold on.
I'm going to start hiding your beers and shit. When you bring them in, I'm going to hide them now.
Hey, look. I'm going to have a dream tonight. I'm going to chase you down with a bus. You're going to be like, stop playing, Scratch. I'm going to be like, coming. I'm going to be driving that bus. I'm going to chase your ass down the street. But not trying to run you over. Just more to make you keep on running. And then
JoJo ain't going to let you run me over, man. JoJo ain't gonna let you run me over.
You ain't had no stake, so you ain't not gonna run left or right. You can run through the park. I can't drive the bus through the park. You just want to keep running straight.
I used to tell people, I say most people went to the prom in a limousine, but you went to the prom in a school bus, a limo tent.
Hey, shit.
That's that slow bus.
So what? I'm going to tell you.
Did they have one of them everywhere, or did they go by themselves?
Hey, you know what I went to my prom in?
What's that?
I went my prom in a Toyota Corolla.
Get it.
Damn, what did she do? She met you up there?
That's
I know damn well she didn't get in no Corolla.
I say, wait a minute. Okay, so we gonna get a limo for what?
Yeah, you better off driving a Pinto.
At least you get a limo.
They ain't even
come
to no prom.
At least you can let the back seat down the Pinto and turn it into
a
bed.
My auntie rented that motherfucker for us because she was like, "You want a limo?" I'm like, "For what?" I said, like, "We could just drive to the goddamn place, go to the little after prom, just whatever, bam, 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 jump in the car and come on. We ain't got to spend all that money." I say, "Shit, if you want to give me the difference between the limo money, that's fine."
He said Corolla.
Yep, it was brand new Toyota Corolla, nigga.
I bet she told
like
everybody, whatever y'all do, don't never publish my phone number in the phone book. Case Scratch try to call me again and reminisce. I know damn well. He said a Corolla.
Hell yeah.
Phone book.
So you jump? Yeah, I know everybody gonna kick us off in a minute. That, you know, why would you have a limo? It's only me and her. We was gonna be the only two motherfuckers in there.
And it's prom, man. It's prom. That's a high school moment for a woman.
I know, but she felt the same way. She was like, okay, so we gonna have a big, we gonna have a limo like a motherfucker. And it's only me and you in the limo. The limo going to have to sit there. Then what we got to do, whatever, then the motherfucker going to take us home. Why not get a goddamn rental car and do whatever the fuck we want to?
Man, I don't know about you, Scratch.
I've been knocking it down the back seat of the limo. Talking about what we getting the limo for here.
He forgot all about that.
Why you the only one on the bus running me over there as big as it is? You didn't need that.
You said you had your own crib. Yeah, but you can't ride your crib down Sunset Strip.
We wasn't going to Sunset Strip. We was going to go.
Waving the panties out the sunroom. You can't ride down Sunset Strip waving the panties out
the
sunroom.
We was going to go back to the house. That's all it was. We go back to the house. I didn't have to worry about it. My mom's wasn't there. I wasn't tripping.
You was cheap back then for the prom, throwing panties out the window.
Right out there on Rodeo Drive, just roll. You was cheap back then. All of a sudden, 2022, you done got expensive and bought a bus.
You got the party bus now.
Nah, nigga, get that shit right. I got the double-decker bus,
nigga. You got the double-decker bus.
You can sit on the top and look out, nigga. Mm-hmm.
You got the double-dutch bus.
Nigga, I got the PMZ bus, nigga.
Yeah, shit, I didn't even go to prom, man. I was like, nah, that ain't me.
I went to my graduation, but I didn't graduate. I actually did graduate, but when the motherfucker said, okay, you about to graduate, I didn't give a fuck. My mom didn't want to come and all that. I said, I ain't fucking with them. I'm out of motherfucking school. That's all I'm worried about, right? So, nigga, I wasn't gonna go, nigga. I was at home, nigga. Not drinking a 40 and shit. My nigga say, you ain't going to the graduation? I say, no, I ain't going. Man, just go up there with me. So I got in the car, and we went and sat on the bleachers. And when they was going down, you know, they was calling everybody's name. They called my name, and I stood up. He's like, you don't want your diploma? I say, send it in the mail. I was standing up. I was fucked up. I was like, I'm out of high school. Shit, it's going down. You know what I mean? So I told them motherfuckers, send it in the mail. Them motherfuckers sent it to me in the mail, too.
I know what you mean.
Say what?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Shit. I was happy to be out of there. I had a graduation party at the house. I come in the room and went to sleep. Everybody else in the room chilling and drinking and stuff. I'm in here knocked out of sleep.
Man.
Like, I done seen y'all motherfuckers all these years. I'm tired of seeing y'all.
I told them motherfuckers, send that shit to me in the mail. I didn't even want to go up there in the first place. Then my father was on some, so you just going to graduate from high school and not go to your own graduation. They'll say, I went to my graduation. Nigga, I fuck all that cap and gown bullshit. I didn't want none of that. I was cool. I fucked around and went up there drunk as fuck, sat in the bleachers. And everybody was cheering and shit. Like, yeah. All the motherfuckers, they were cheering like a motherfucker. Ah. Well, I think they're about to kick because I know they usually let us go about an hour. I think it was about 3 minutes. But anyway, I appreciate y'all. I'll make sure I get everybody y'all songs and things and stuff.
Man, I wish you sent me them tracks, man. I sure will be having a good old time tonight, boy. I tell you, I'd be up to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning if I had them two tracks. You know what I'm saying, Seth?
I don't remember the smooth one. I remember the other one.
Well, why don't you just go back and listen to your archive? I know you can do that. You got a lot of equipment over there to make that happen.
I'm ready to listen to the shit for you, unless you getting ready. Never mind. What'd you say, boy?
I'm about to make it happen, man.
This shit getting ready to go down.
With a truck, homie.
See how you do it.
We gonna make this shit happen.
You got a nigga over here fiending and everything. I see how you do it, though, Scratch. You know?
Hey.
Just real,
hey, you know
real
what?
Big.
I'm going to tell
real
you. Salivation is good, bro.
No, it ain't on Friday nights after being run over by a bus.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. You know, I'm surprised you're talking. You should be at the hospital.
I got the Most High Spirit up in me. The Most High Spirit made me run through that bus. You know, I just came out with a couple of fingernails. I had to use my nail clipper.
On some Superman shit, just get ran over and don't feel shit. All right, shit. Let's see how many more buses I can run your ass over with.
That's all right. Just don't run me over in no meat truck.
Oh shit, that's a good idea. Yeah, 18-wheeler, nigga. Y'all put a whole lot of tire tracks on your shirt, nigga. With the trailer on the back.
I got something funny, man, before we get off of here. O.J. Simpson said, man, if I would have slapped Chris Rock, they would have gave me a life sentence. I said, here, you got off on a murder charge. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga, wait a minute. If anybody, oh, my God. Here we go. If it would have been one of us, nigga, we'd be in jail for nigga, 25 years.
Hmm.
I don't care,
yeah.
Man, woman.
Will Smith got some heavyweights behind him.
Nigga, if it would have been us,
that
this
nigga,
if I was sitting there, nigga, he don't know who I am. Then my wife sitting up there, and he says something about my wife, and I go up there and slap his ass. I'm going to jail.
What if they said something about Beyonce and Jay-Z slapped him? nothing would happen to him either. They heavyweights.
If Jay-Z would have went up there and slapped Chris Rock, that nigga Jay-Z would have put the goddamn Uchi Gucci on his ass.
Yeah, he's going to stab
that nigga,
you.
He wasn't getting ready to go up in there. Nigga, not a slap, nigga. Nigga,
see,
like
they don't
two
be
or
saying
three
nothing
feet.
About her. They know better. They don't say nothing about no Beyonce in no audience.
Like I said earlier, the next goddamn show, if Will and Jada is at that motherfucker, if I was a comedian, I'd be like, with your bald head wife, come and slap me.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
they were talking about, but Chris Rock did a joke with Beyonce and them about every album they changing up or whatever. He said, hell, I don't know what to call y'all. When he talking about Destiny's Child that time. He's like, Beyonce, y'all looking good, y'all such and such. And he went in on her talking about, hell, I don't even know what the name of y'all group is no more. Y'all change up a lineup every album.
Yeah. But see, the thing about it is comedians shoot jokes.
He didn't say that about his books and stuff, you know.
Comedians shoot jokes.
They do their job. That's what make us laugh, man.
Yeah. So when you take something serious,
personal.
When you take that shit serious, that's when, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I agree with y'all. That shit might be false as fuck.
That shit's fake.
Yeah,
nah, I don't think so, man. Corporate America would never let that happen on their watch. You got companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson spend a whole bunch of money for commercial slots and sponsor that stuff, and they're not going to let no damn Negroes sit up there and stage no goddamn showing out on no goddamn night on their watch.
They're gonna do it.
Now they watch maybe on the BET, but you ain't doing it on the White Folks Network. That ain't gonna happen.
So why they didn't blank it out? Why it didn't blank off when he was walking up and he was about to hit him? They should blank it out, but they didn't.
Because they got that new cure for alopecia.
They didn't know what was going on.
Up.
You see, they had to beep out the cuss words.
No,
they beeped out the cuss words last.
That's because they got
new
cure for alopecia that just came out 6 days ago. They got, like, a new cure for alopecia that just came out. That's why they did that.
Yeah. That shit is fake. Yeah, that's some bullshit. Jada and Will is the most. They jokers, you know. You know, they sit with
them
white people and them black people all day joking. That shit.
That's something going on. He tried to win his wife's love back, and he just did a fool move. That's just it. You got corporate sponsors. It'd be different if it's BET and black owned network. That ain't black owned.
Just said like you don't never defend me, so now he's trying to defend her. You know, could have been.
That's white folks on that station.
They had another angle when he did it. Jada was like clapping and laughing.
Yeah, they said that she said you gonna let him talk about me like that, and then he got up and slapped him.
It did. She looked at him, rolled her eyes like, oh, okay. And then he sat up
there
and got up.
But
that's all it was, but trying to win her love back. Because I'm telling you, when it comes to corporate sponsors, y'all seen how they did that. That's why Kaepernick's not in the NFL, because them big companies, like, y'all put him on the team, then we yanking our sponsorship from you. That's the first deal the military said. They said, we going to yank our sponsor. We give y'all $5.7 million a year. So we going to yank our sponsorship from you if y'all
that's
put him on the team. That's why he ain't made no team.
Why he been
about that dollar
the whole time until now? It's weird. All of a sudden, he been on the TV shows and being a role model, and all of a sudden, that. So it's something behind it. It'll come out later.
That's why we not Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
They know
and even if we became Holly, even if we became in the Hollywood circle, there's no reason to be Hollywood. Everybody got their, I'm telling you, most of the people that I know that made it in this business is Hollywood as fuck.
So is.
They Hollywood as a motherfucker. Even people that are doing some behind the scenes shit, them motherfuckers is Hollywood.
We Trollywood.
Hollywood.
Wish a motherfucker would try that shit.
See, and so the thing about it is, it fucks me up because it's like, dude, I know you when you was broke.
Yeah.
I know you when you didn't have shit. And so you actually go Hollywood with me?
They will, yeah.
You get made.
Yeah, they will go Hollywood with you.
Oh, you know it, 99.
I remember I seen LV, and I took the first photo because I was in South Central Cartel. I seen him. He was like, I said, do you remember me, Versatile? He was like, oh, no, nah. That, he didn't know on the album cover, his first little album cover picture, that he got to rapping with Coolio, singing with Coolio and all that. It's like, oh, you don't remember. You know what I'm saying? Me, when I was at all the rehearsals and our practice and writing songs with you and taking pictures on the first album cover, he going to say he didn't remember me. That's some Hollywood shit right there.
Well, you know.
He don't remember me.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing about it. You know, some people don't, how can I put it? They, some people really don't fucking remember. It's a whole lot of times motherfuckers didn't remember who I was. I was like, oh, you don't remember me? They were like,
but it was his first gig. So how you don't remember the first group you was in, SEC? Mm-hmm. How you don't remember the first album? Because he remembered.
I mean,
he just
you
was in Hollywood because he was around some people, and he was trying to act like Hollywood. Like, that was long ago. I don't remember. You know, that's no bullshit. Like, he was just acting Hollywood.
It's something. It's crazy. Remember Conscious Daughters?
Yeah.
I remember I went and I was talking to him. I was like, you don't remember me? No, we don't remember you. Scratch. And I started telling him whatever, woo, woo, woo. And then I fucked around. I was like, all right, I'll talk to y'all later. And I walked down the other part of the backstage. Then I saw their ass coming at me and shit. So I'm like, all right. And they just both
that's
of them
like,
grabbed
me. That was like me saying, I don't remember you. The first group I was in. Oh, do you remember me? And I go up to you and be like, no, I don't remember you. The first group you remember. Come on, man.
I think they sit there and they thought about it and they start coming my way. And I stop. And both of them just grabbed me and start hugging and shit. Scratch. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, it'd be Hollywood. Just like Corrupt don't remember that. I fucking took him to the good life. And I took him to battle Snoop. He want to act like Diamond did it. How you don't remember that he was in my car and I took him to the good life? His mother was saying she was trusting me to drive him around because he was younger. And he was going with me because I was rapping at the good life on exposition. And they want to play this game and get on TV and be like, oh, Diamond on that. Diamond is Diamond that. Diamond and Carell was in my car. You feel me? They was with me. I don't trip off of shit like that, but that's that clout chasing Hollywood shit. Them two not about to play with me. You feel me?
Well, I got 8 million stories to tell, but I'm not gonna get into
them. I'm just saying, my nigga, like keep it 100. Varsity, Agent 99, Versatile 99. Keep it 100. I ain't never been fake. I ain't never kept it, you know, 99 plus zero. You know what I'm saying? Like it's 100 with me. Like if I did something and I'm telling a story, I'm gonna tell that motherfucking story right. And if I brought Corrupt to battle Snoop and I took him to Buzz's name and that's how he got in that group, then he should have kept it right there. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I ain't never gonna be like, oh, I don't remember riding your motherfucking car and you was the motherfucker that was taking me to do all that. I'm not gonna sit there and not acknowledge you and acknowledge somebody else. That's being fake. You feel me?
Yeah, well, that's a cold analogy, a slap in the face. But yeah,
it's just,
I understand what you're saying because
don't forget.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is this. Once again, that shit just flares up more motherfucking mad-ism, especially about anybody that you're talking about. Because I know I got flared up and I had to calm the fuck down just talking about all this time I wasted with all these cats and then they ain't trying to do nothing. So that's like years of shit.
You know, it ain't that. I'm just showing you that when people make it in the limelight, how they get Hollywood and they forget. That's where I was at with it. You know,
let's see how many motherfuckers do I know. Oh, damn, I was on a whole goddamn album cover full of them motherfuckers. A whole album cover full
like
of them. A whole album. Okay, check this out. N.W.A., how come they didn't put us on that motherfucker when I was on that motherfucker? If Easy was alive and did an N.W.A. movie, I'd have been standing right there.
That's what I didn't understand. You was the first. That's what I'm getting at. You was one of the first DJs, but I guess because they had another DJ, but they still should have recognized you. They should have went back to the first when he first met you. Should have met you, when he first met you. Because you was one of the first DJs in that group. So they should definitely be recognizing who you were, how he met you, when you used to DJ with him, and then he met the guy, Ren. You know, that's how that shit should have went.
Yep, that's what I said.
But they saw Hollywood, and motherfuckers want to forget, and they want to get out there and start making their way and forgetting, you know, who helped them, who brought them on the scene and all that. And that's cool. But I don't know.
Alive,
I don't condone that shit.
If Easy was alive, the movie would have been totally different. I didn't even want to watch that shit. Excuse me.
Because they had other people in place.
I didn't even want to watch the movie, but I was doing a radio interview when they wanted me to tell them what I thought about the movie. And so I had to watch it. So I start watching that shit about my homies was over here, and it was like 11 o'clock. Do you know we didn't stop watching that movie till about 3 o'clock? Because I was stopping that motherfucker. That didn't happen. This is what happened. That didn't happen. This is what happened.
Unless they really don't remember, you know, because they be smoking all that weed and drink. You know, I don't know. Some people just say they don't remember. Like you said, they don't remember.
No, they just told the story wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That's really all. I was talking about.
Yeah, that
so
story
I was
very wrong.
So I could let them know this part right here didn't happen like that.
No.
This part right here didn't happen like that. Oh, shit. Let's see. 9:12. All right, I got a few more minutes. I got to go to the goddamn store before it closes on me. Oh, shit. But, yeah, so that's what it is. It's like, that was one of the things that used to always get up under my skin is thinking about all the people that they got something going. And it's not like you asking